From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine online, this is Day Today. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, claims and counterclaims about President Bush's service record during the Vietnam era. But our lead story today is Sudan. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke out forcefully about attacks by Arab militias, or Janjaweed, on African villagers in the western Sudanese region of Darfur.
I concluded that genocide has been committed in Darfur, and that the government of Sudan and the Janjaweed bear responsibility, and that genocide may still be occurring.
Secretary Powell was speaking before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in Washington, and joining us now to talk about those comments is NPR's African reporter Jason Bobian, who recently returned from a long trip to Sudan. Jason, how significant is the use of the word genocide by the Secretary of State?
I think it's extremely significant, because if he's saying that the government of Sudan is responsible for genocide in Darfur, which is what he's saying, then all of a sudden it doesn't seem like the government of Sudan is going to be able to set the terms of the debate over what the intervention should be to try to stop that genocide. And up to this point, the government of Sudan has really sort of set the terms of what the international community can do around this crisis. At first, they weren't allowing food aid, they weren't allowing humanitarian agencies to get in. Currently, they're saying that they're not going to allow international troops to come in and protect people. They're essentially saying, we, the government of Sudan, are going to protect the people in Darfur. Well, if the Bush administration is determining that they are carrying out genocide against the people in Darfur, then all of a sudden it becomes quite absurd to allow them to continue to make that statement that they're the only ones who can protect the people in Darfur.
What would be a practical option for the government there, the Sudanese government, allowing a significant outside peacekeeping force to come in, for example?
Well, the African Union has offered to send 3,000 troops to go in, but the government of Sudan so far has rejected that, and they've only said that they would allow African Union troops to come in as monitors and not to actively come in as peacekeeping troops. So that would be the sort of the first step. But it certainly ratchets up the pressure on the government of Sudan, and also ratchets up the pressure on the Bush administration if they believe that the government of Sudan is carrying out genocide.
Remind us of the numbers. We have, I've seen as high as, I think, what, 50,000 dead in this conflict and millions displaced?
It's 1.4 million officially displaced. The death figures are coming from the United Nations. It's very difficult to determine how many people have been killed in this conflict. I think that's one of the difficult things about calling it genocide. Is this a Holocaust that's occurring? No. Was there a systematic effort to drive these people out of Darfur? From my experience, that's what I saw. Villages completely wiped out. All of the people in Darfur huddled in camps or fled across the border into Chad. In terms of actual numbers dead, it's really difficult to determine in such a remote part of Africa.
NPR's Africa reporter Jason Bobian talking with us today from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Noah.